Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Now, there were three bank runs in the last month. These are the second and third largest bank runs in U.S. history. The government is claiming to be taking steps to guarantee all deposits. But the bottom line is this: more money printing. The Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And it looks like the Fed may continue to raise interest rates, even if that means tanking the economy. These are frightening times. But do you know who are the ones who are not afraid? The people that have invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. So do your own due diligence. But I myself own precious metals. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. And if you like silver, that's an option too. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth now. And if you qualify, you can bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's wonderful to have you back. Just a real quick note, guys, I'm having trouble on Rumble. My latest with Jim Willie has still not officially gone live. Very weird things happening over there. My last three interviews with Todd Callender and Lee Vliet, shadow banned. My last two interviews with Hope and Tavon, shadow banned. So we're going to keep our eye on Rumble. It's still a great platform, but I do not know why they're shadow banning certain people I talk to. Hopefully this is not one of them. Bob Kudla from Trade Genius is back as we're nearing $32 trillion in stated U.S. national debt, friends, and nation states. As you all know, my friends, neighbors, and colleagues don't, but you all know that nation states are moving away from the dollar. Boy, guys, things are going to get rocky real quick here. I've got Trade Genius founder Bob Kudla back. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Well, thanks for coming on. If you don't mind, I want to get your thoughts on this. I'll do a screen share here. So Gary Gensler, I'm not a fan. You know that. I've mentioned this in the past. And there was this tweet yesterday. He got grilled, deservedly so. He got absolutely torched. And somebody here named Tyler wrote, GOP Majority Whip torching Gary Gensler and highlighting his and the SEC's complete and utter failure to protect any retail investors whatsoever, to which I responded, Gensler does not care about the retail investor one iota. While he headed the CFTC, he ran cover for bankster paper futures manipulation of gold and silver markets, which devastated and gutted retail investors over and over and over again. Gensler, in my view, is a Goldman snake. Before I play this next clip, which is a must-hear clip, I want to come and get your thoughts on this, Bob. Do you agree with me? Gensler does not care about the retail investor. He cares about his bankster buddies.
Yeah, he made one mistake. He's not a Goldman snake. He's a global snake. You know, he's a lot like Janet Yellen. They're put in their position to protect the global agenda. You know, he knows and she knows that and it's not just the dollar. We'll just call it the fiat regime is melting right now. And they're doing everything they can to do rearguard action. And they know full well that Bitcoin and gold and silver are basically the off-ramps to their the devastating banking system that we have today. And they're doing everything they possibly can to basically trap us, you know, in some sort of bankster hell, you know, with the games with the CDBC and trying to get people out of crypto and trying to lock money from coming and going across borders. You know, these people are a nightmare. What he's doing is a feature of the Biden administration, not a bug.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. And let me just say, what's starting to come into view in a very crystal clear way is that crypto, and you know, Bob, my audience does not love crypto. A lot of folks that listen to my show, they are purely gold and silver people, and that's cool with me. I love them to death. But Bitcoin, they bump on. But can we agree now that what we're seeing from the Biden administration is a group of people that embrace CBDCs, central bank digital currencies? They loathe Bitcoin and crypto. And there's no better example than Elizabeth Warren, who says she's building an anti-crypto army, and Gary Gensler, who refuses to offer any clarity whatsoever for the crypto industry in the United States. And meanwhile, Bob, let me add, Hong Kong has just recognized cryptocurrencies as property. This country's going to get left behind by Asia.
Yeah, you know, I would let Elizabeth Warren, I'd vote for everything that she votes for. She would detail how she acquired $60 million on a bank, on a Senate salary. That's if she would lay that out for me trade by trade, hour by hour, I would then definitely support her. You know, she's just another grifting crook, like all of them that are tied to the current system to generate their wealth. They know, look, they have to have another monopoly or they fail, right?
Right.
And I would say to your audience that doesn't like crypto, forget crypto. Bitcoin is absolutely something you're going to want to own some of it, just like you want to own gold and silver or gold and silver miners out there. And I would say one other thing too, Sean, is that there's actually, they created a coin, a worldwide coin called the UMU. I don't know if you've seen it yet. We did it on our podcast. If people are interested, you can watch our podcast. No competition to Sean here. We talk all things stocks and crypto, but yeah, they're trying to create a shadow banking system behind the failing banking system that they want to trap the entire world inside of through capital controls. I personally, though, Sean, I think it's going to fail. I think they don't really realize when push comes to shove for people and you start putting people in starvation mode or enough people get blocked out of the system, yeah, they could easily hang from lamppost as well.
Yeah, I agree. And look, they're running out of people to put in their internment camp. And what I'm saying when I refer to that is the death of the dollar. You got nation states moving away from the dollar. Allies of the United States are moving away from the dollar. So as these people malign Bitcoin and crypto and try to usher in what will be a central bank digital currency, the only people that could be forced to take it are we, the American people. And I think they're going to have a hard time with that. So before I play this clip, oh, by the way, where can people find your podcast? And what is UMU coin? I had not heard of that.
Yeah. And actually, if you just go out and look there too, we just talked about it. Just go to YouTube and under Trade Genius. We do six podcasts a week, like 15, 20 minutes. You know, we focus strictly on events happening that will affect your wealth. And it's a really fun show. Phil and I have been doing it. We did it years ago and we kicked it back up about 6-9 months ago. And, you know, we've been climbing up, you know, thanks to support by, you know, you and your listeners that we're up to 31,000 subscribers now. So I encourage people to check us out. It's a lot of fun and you'll learn something and you'll make money from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go check it out. We did a whole thing on it. You know, I think it's in our Fantasy Island thing that they come up with. You know, they're always pushing. You know what I'm saying, Sean? They're always pushing. They're trying to just, you know, no matter how hard people are pushing against them, it's like having a two-year-old. All they do is scream louder.
Interesting. So UMU coin, just to be clear, I hadn't heard of that. Is that a government operation? Who made this thing? What is it?
Yeah, what's that big fat guy that runs above the...
The Bank for International Settlements. Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming out of that part of the world.
Augustine, what's his face? Okay. Yeah. That guy is an absolute meme for Rothschild fat bankers. Yeah.
Or what's his eight, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, very, very interesting. Guys, the point I'm trying to make as it relates to crypto is say what you want about the crypto space. They're not all bad. They're not. If they were, why would Elizabeth Warren have on her own website that she's building an anti-crypto army? Why would Gary Gensler be drumming cryptocurrency, crypto companies out of the United States? Coinbase is now threatening to leave the United States because they cannot get any regulatory clarity from this man, which sparked this exchange yesterday. And this was a long time coming, Bob. Listen to this.
It's beautiful. The
failures to protect investors and abuses of power make it clear that we need to restructure the Securities and Exchange Commission. The failures are many, but let me cite some of the abuses. You average more than two rules proposals a month. You inappropriately short comment periods. You have unworkable and unlawful ESG disclosure mandates on the market. You have essentially a Hotel California rule for crypto where you can check in anytime you like, but you can never leave. You have endless discovery with no resolution and no clarity for the captives in the market. You have unworkable proposals for overhauling equity market structure, a de facto ban on crypto through proposed custody rule. You have high staff turnover, unhappy people leaving your office, and unhappy companies and capital leaving our country. To correct a long series of abuses, I'm introducing legislation that removes the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission and replaces the role with an executive director that reports to the board where all authority would reside. Former chairs of the SEC will be ineligible under my proposed bill. And this isn't just my take. It resonates across the political spectrum. The American people want democratic access to capital, retail investor participation. You can't just exclude retail investors from markets and claim it's for their own good. Our markets need to function and flourish, and I yield back.
And he yields back. So he wants to remove that guy. And I think that that would be a real gift, a real blessing for our country, because I want to say a few more things about Gensler in a second. But what are your thoughts on this? Because as Hong Kong recognizes cryptocurrencies as property, El Salvador has just done the same thing regarding Bitcoin. This country is going to lose the narrative on crypto. They can't kill crypto. Can they, Bob?
No, they cannot, because they can't control it. So all they can do is try to make it difficult for people to be able to, you know, use it in this country. But I think they'll be overwhelmed. You know, the more they do this, you notice the float is decreasing ever so ever highly. You know, there it's like I think now we're at the least amount of floatable transactions now. More and more of the coins are going off market and being hidden. So it's becoming a problem.
Did you happen to see the exchange yesterday? If I could call it up here, I would. I don't have it ready to go. But there was somebody who was questioning Gensler, who then at the end of his time said, are you the one responsible for approving or funding the Steele dossier when you were the head of Hillary Clinton's finance side when she was a candidate for president? I had no idea. I mean, this guy truly is a snake.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like him at all. He's a very... And he's an angry person too, you know, and he's typical of these bureaucrats that just like often wrong, never in doubt.
Yeah. And the other thing I just wanted to add and just wrap this up about Gary Gensler, but it's a nice bridge into precious metals, is the fact that he was previously the head of the CFTC and he did jack diddly to rein in the paper manipulation of the gold and silver markets by JP Morgan and other banks. He let them just run roughshod over retail investors. And I'm going to say that to the day I die, because I lost money because of that guy buying silver and watch it get manipulated lower time and time and time again. And now he's the head of the SEC and he refuses to approve a Bitcoin spot traded ETF. Do you think that's getting any closer right now, an approval of a BTC spot traded ETF?
I think some of this stuff's going to come to the fore at the next budget here that we're going to get in August and September, because I think these guys are not going to approve the SEC budget unless they get some of these reforms, Sean. So yeah, but you know, to me, forget that, irrelevant already. You know, there's so many ways in which we can trade and make a lot of money in the stock market without worrying about a spot Bitcoin product. You know, you guys could trade Mara, Riot, Wolf, Cypher. I mean, we just had moves that are 300-400% move in some of these crypto miners. So, it went from $3 to $12. Mara's pulling back now. We just seen a moves, 400% moves in Mara and Riot. I just did a move personally in Wolf, 100% move in 1 month. So there's a lot of ways, guys, you could play crypto market without necessarily getting a crypto account. So don't fret over not having a spot ETF for Bitcoin.
No, you're right. And by the way, during our last call, and this may have been after the call, it may have been on the call, I forget which, you mentioned a small cap crypto company I had never heard of. It's out of Duluth, Minnesota, after I did my research. And you said you bought some for your daughter's retirement vehicle or her college fund, I forget which. So I bought some. I just want you to know that. But I bought it a couple days after our call, and it was already up 20% from where you said to buy it. But what was that?
That was Wolf, WULF. Yeah, and I just closed it. It just shot up 100%. We're going to get a pullback in crypto. We're going to get a pullback in the crypto miners, and I'll get back in again. And I'll tell you what I'll do, Sean. When I get back in those, I'll send you a note that you can give to your listeners between our calls. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think that, you know, I love Bitcoin. I hate the hassle of always having to go to my crypto, you know, the brokers. I'm on my fourth broker now. Okay. Exchange. Cause they just keep knocking me off, these clowns. And so you can get a lot of leverage with Mara and Riot and Cypher and Hut and BTBT. There's so many of them. When they get buy signals, I'll shoot you some over there, because you can make 2 to 3 times the leverage of just buying Bitcoin in the short term. You know, you want to hold Bitcoin long term for other reasons. You know, once the speculation's passed, there's going to be a store of wealth that people are going to be writing some ancillary or derivatives around to make money once we basically hit that 21 million mark on Bitcoin. But in the meantime, you can make some really good money as these coins, go up into the next phase. And we think this next phase is going to be the big phase, not so much the halving, but on the other side of the halving is we're going to get the big move this time, Sean. It's going to surprise people. The halving move, everybody always expects, but we think 24, 25, we'll get even a bigger move coming. So just because of the death of fiat, and not just the death of the dollar, everybody gets so caught up with, oh, the dollar's going to die. The dollar's still the king, one-eyed king in the land of the blind. All these currencies are a mess, Sean. So you want to hold things that are going to rise no matter what fiat you're in. Everybody talks about China and yuan. China is absolutely a house of cards, okay? But it doesn't mean just because the dollar is not collapsing to zero, it's going to mean that the dollar is going to collapse against Bitcoin, against gold, against silver, against food, against oil, against energy. My whole portfolio is commodity driven, because I want to own things that people absolutely have to have. You know, I don't want to own anything that's a nice to have, because what's going to happen here, Sean, as this thing really lays itself out, is that people are going to have to make a decision of living or existing. And they're going to choose existing because they can't afford living. And what I mean by living is that, hey, you're not going to take that vacation because you can't afford food, okay? Can't afford to put gas in your car. You can't even afford a damn car, you know? So I think that's what's good. They're forcing people into those tight, tight windows of spending, and the rest of the market's going to collapse. And it's going to be, you want to be in those things that have to go up. And that's where our focus is. And we're seeing the crumble already start to happen. So like I said, don't just be myopic with crypto. Don't still be myopic with gold and silver. There are a lot of places where you're going to make a lot of money as the whole fiat regime kind of crumbles from the inside here. You know, it's already started, so it's not coming. It's already started, probably through to maybe the second quarter of 2025.
Hey friends, just a quick break and a word about our sponsor. I think most of you know that de-dollarization has begun, but most of your friends, neighbors, and colleagues probably don't. The dollar's dominance is fading by the day. China, Brazil, India, Japan, even France have announced they're moving away from dollars as the major trade unit. The writing's on the wall, and these are scary times. But do you know who are the ones who are not afraid? The people that have invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. So do your own due diligence. But I myself own precious metals. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. And if you like silver, that's an option too. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth now. And if you qualify, you can bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, you know, in my show with Jim Willey, which is currently still not live on Rumble, even though I uploaded it last night, I played a clip out of Argentina. There are people living in the airport now because they can't afford to pay their rent or food. So if they pay their rent, they can't buy food. If they buy food, they can't pay their rent. So a lot of people living in the airport as hyperinflation sets in Argentina. And it's just a cautionary tale for what I think is eventually coming here. I don't think there's any way to shore up the dollar Certainly not for another 5 or 10 years as nation states move away from the dollar, because the dollar has been weaponized. And I want to mention for the audience that the halving, the Bitcoin halving that Bob mentioned there, I think that halving takes place in April of 2024. So we're about a year away. And typically Bitcoin has a big run up into those halvings. And then after, how long after? Don't they typically die? Those run ups die pretty much after the halving. We go about a year long bear market.
Yeah, and we're telling you this year, this time we won't get a bear market.
Why do you think that is? Is it because other nation states are now buying Bitcoin? We're seeing sovereign wealth funds get involved. I mean, the landscape is changing. So regardless of what Gensler does, Bitcoin seems to be a piece of property people want to own around the world at this point.
Look, you could see it, right? So yeah, that's one reason. The other reason is it's just the diversification away from fiat. Don't let these guys confuse you about diversification away from the dollar. It's diversification away from fiat. The central banks are buying gold. Okay. Saudi Arabia and Russia, all right, they're oil. Okay. You know, United States, we're food. You know, that's what you're going to start seeing. That's where the wars are going to start to happen. And I don't mean, well, it might be kinetic, but you know what I'm saying. The trade wars are going to be are going to get really, really, really brutal. And Bitcoin's the same thing. People are like, you know what? I'm not getting stuck in the IMF trap. I'm just going to buy Bitcoin. El Salvador, you know, look at that guy. That guy is going to be a case study. First of all, he wiped out murder in his country, and he's going to wipe out poverty in his country by doing the two things that the left tells you you shouldn't do. That's going to be, he's a shining example of what to do in spite of what the left tells you or the globalists tell you is what you should do. And like I said, the whole bank regime is just gonna collapse. We're already there. You know, right now it's just they're papering it over, you know, as best they can, but at some point it just gets too big. And you better own hard assets because the banking system is gonna bail you in.
All right. El Salvador, guys, keep your eyes on that. If you want to learn more about what's going on in El Salvador, head over to Twitter, follow Max Kaiser. He is literally the Bitcoin advisor to the president of El Salvador, who has made Bitcoin a tax-free piece of property. You can buy Bitcoin there, never pay taxes on it. And yes, Bob's right. He arrested, like, I don't know, 40,000 gang members, and he's ended murder overnight. It was one of the murder capitals of the world there next to Chicago and Detroit, and it no longer is. So change can happen when you have good leaders, or should I say representatives. All right, Bob, I wanted to get your thoughts on this. You know, we try to stick to economics primarily when you're on the show, but I don't think we can talk about the economy without talking about China and these open borders. So we have reporters saying that this particular reporter has filmed hundreds of military-aged Chinese men heading towards the U.S. Others are documenting as many as 1,000 Chinese a month coming over the border. These are military-aged fighting men. What do you make of this? Because it kind of makes me feel like we're being invaded. Like World War III has kicked off and the American people have no idea they're being invaded, not just by people from South America or Central America, but by Chinese military-aged men. Does that concern you as much as it concerns me?
I'm sure that's a rhetorical question, but yeah, it absolutely does. And I know Mexico's getting very hostile with us of late. You know, they flipped over to a socialist president. He's accusing us of spying. He's pissed off that we won't put military on the border. Look, I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever that they, you know, 12,000 men is an army division, by the way.
Right.
Okay. So if, you know, if they're bringing 1,000 people a month over, that's 12,000. They just imported an army division in of Chinese army age men in our country. I have not personally seen that, but that would scare the hell out of me.
Well, yeah, and let me just show you the problem here. As we all know, stolen elections have catastrophic consequences, and the evidence appears to show that the Chinese elite have paid some $30+ million to Hunter and the Biden family. So if the man is literally bought and paid for, and he's a puppet president, and he's opened the borders to the South, and we have military-aged Chinese men coming across the border, that's the recipe for a defeat in World War III if China decides to go that route. I'm just saying. Not trying to fear monger. I'm just covering the real news. And here's some real news for you. Bob, maybe you can comment on this. Charles Nenner warns, not only is the dollar in really big trouble, 30% of the global population will die in the next war cycle. I'm coming back to you. It feels like the next war cycle is almost upon it, doesn't it? I mean, we've got the Chinese-Taiwan Strait stuff going on. We have the Ukraine-Russia battle happening. I mean, we're on two different world war fronts here, this country under Joseph Biden.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to give you a little bit different take on that. In fact, my podcast is going to come out before this one gets released. And we just talked about there's a growing rice shortage in Pakistan and South Asia and in China. And, you know, it doesn't take much for a lot of people to die over there from starvation. And so, you know, a lot of people are pointing to the Chinese-Taiwan Strait. You know, China only could produce 60% of the food it needs to live. So if they get into a shooting war with the West, you know, no food's coming to China, okay? And so, you know, I mean, one of those things where, you know, you shoot the rifle thinking you're going to kill an American, you turn around, you shoot yourself in the head. And I think people don't really grasp the fact that most food has to cross oceans, okay? And if, you know, if there's a hot war, I doubt ships are going to be heading to China if the war is on China's coast. And you can't move enough food via rail or via truck. And you got India there sitting between Pakistan and China, and India's friend of neither, okay? And so, you know, everybody says, oh, America, America, America. The hot war is going to be in South Asia, okay? And the starvation is going to be in Asia and Africa. And I just want people to be clear on that, is that, you know, just don't get all bollocksed up because we hate our WEF overlords. You know, there's a lot of trouble going on around the world here. Yeah, and so, you know, I went out and grabbed some rice already and put it into storage because in 2008, I don't know if you remember the last time, you couldn't get rice.
Yeah.
So remember the old adage, he who panics first panics best. And we're going into an El Nino year. You know, the Chinese rice harvest got devastated by monsoons last year because of the strong La Nina. We're going to get an El Nino this year. That means there's going to be droughts in that part of the world. They're not going to be able to grow rice because you need water. If you know anything about China and water, they mismanage it spectacularly. And so it's going to be a big problem over there. And wheat's going to be a problem next year because Australia will go into drought. And Australia is one of the marginal, what do you call it, you know, marginal producers of wheat in the world. So if Australia is not exporting, there's not enough wheat to go around. So it's going to be very, very interesting. So he's right. I don't know about 30%, but there's going to be absolutely a global famine of some sort with a miscalculation on war right into these climate events. And I'm not talking about the goofy stuff that those guys are talking about. I'm talking about El Niños, La Niñas, global solar minimums are going to cause enough havoc.
Yeah. You know, it's all engineered too, by the way. The collapse is engineered. The famines will be engineered. Now they're targeting rice in the name of global climate change. We need to not make rice anymore, grow rice so that half the population that depends on rice can die. These people are complete madmen. They're completely insane. They're completely anti-human. And that brings me back to the final topic here, which is protecting ourselves from what's coming. Gold, silver, and I don't think you can exclude Bitcoin anymore because, again, I'm going to make the point, Gary Gensler hates it. Elizabeth Warren hates it. Why do they hate it, guys? Let's use some common sense here. So on the day we're having this conversation, gold was slammed out of the gate this morning. So still have the funny shenanigans going on with the Wall Street paper. In my view, gold was down 13 as we're having this conversation, $2,008 an ounce. Silver, I think, is starting to really show its true colors. Maybe silver is going to break free here. $25.55 an ounce, up 10 cents. Bitcoin also slammed today down about $1,000, $1,100. Your take on the future of gold, silver, and Bitcoin, gold and silver specifically, how much longer are they going to get away with this with gold and silver, Bob?
Well, I think they already lost silver. And there's a really interesting chart study out there that shows basically silver and NASDAQ are basically in a yin and yang fight to the death. So either you have silver dominance or you have NASDAQ dominance. And I think we're coming out of NASDAQ dominance back to silver dominance. Silver will outperform gold just because it's been more suppressed, but they're all going up. So, you know, it's pointless for me to put a prediction on it, but it's going to outperform everything else. And on the Bitcoin side, if you don't want to do Bitcoin, the Bitcoin miners, look, we already have this year, we're in April, people have already made 200-400% trading these crypto miners. So there's tremendous opportunity there, but don't exclude oil, natural gas, liquid petroleum is huge, liquefied natural gas, coal, BTU, Peabody. They're buying back 25% of their shares, Sean, and they're producing, I mean, they're consuming more coal than they ever have in the existence of the world under this supposedly green world we're having. So coal companies are going to do well. You want to own all those names. And if you trade with us, you know, we'll put those things in front of you. If you don't mind me doing a quick, quick attaboy on ourselves here, but we've created a couple really good algorithms to help you be positioned to buy the right stocks at the right time. They look at levels. We look at intensity. We look at seasonality. And we put 7 bundles together to help you trade stocks, help you trade the cryptocurrency markets, trade in the options futures, or just get training, 65% off pre-discounted already. And if you want to get anything in the store that's not pre-discounted, you can just use promo code SPRING. I think it's 45% off. It's on the bottom here, the link. But yeah, take advantage by Saturday and you get these discounts. And what we charge for the services is nothing compared to what you get out of it. So take advantage of it. And I threw you some attaboys from what some of the guys were trading this past week. And there's, you know, the shippers, look, they have to ship this stuff. And those are going up in price too. So, you know, we're drowning in a sea of opportunity in a world that is imploding. So there's always going to be opportunities to make money in these markets.
Well, I'll leave the link below like I always do. And here's my final question. What are you doing with your savings, your business money? Do you have any suggestions for folks regarding what to do in these banks?
Yeah. Well, with the banks, I stay away from like the plague. So all our excess cash we're holding it in 90-day T-bills. They're paying 5%, Sean. You know, so no money market T-bills. Money market, you can lose money on money market. So direct T-bills are 5%. Once he pauses and pivots, you can rotate into other things. And then beyond that, we personally own a lot of energy names in our family's portfolios, and a lot of them have dividends associated with it. And we have some food stocks, like I said, ADM. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier in the show. We own ADM. We own liquid petroleum companies. We own ethanol servicing companies. We own natural gas servicing companies. We own pipelines. So that's how we're positioned in the long-term accounts. And then we also own a bunch of shippers too. They ship grain, they ship oil, they ship liquefied natural gas. So that's my portfolio, our family's portfolio in a nutshell. And then the trading account, you know, whatever shows up on our algorithms, you know, we're trading in and out of those as we see fit. And a lot of that timing will include those crypto miners in there as well. So that's how we're doing it. We keep as little amount of cash in as we can, and you know, just enough to lubricate the trades. And other than that, we have the money sitting in T-bills. And then I'm also protected SARK, which is a short of Cathie Wood's monstrosity ETF. That's in there as a hedge. And then I have TLT as a long bond hedge as well on the ETF side. So that's how we're positioned. And the portfolio is a pretty large size. So, I don't move it around much. I think that it's served us well in this environment. They keep talking about the death of energy, and energy keeps going up.
All right, guys, that's why we bring them on, is to get an alternative view from what you're going to get from, what's that guy's name? Jim Cramer. He's wrong about everything. He tells you to sell Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes up 40, 70%. He's wrong about everything. So, and who would want to get their financial information from CNBC? That's like getting your news from the Washington Post. All right. Thank you so much, Bob. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Sean. See you next month.
All right. See you next month. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Hey, check us out over on Rumble. Most of our stuff that we post there goes live, and it gets as many views as we used to get on YouTube. You can always rely on BitChute as well. There's Bastion, there's Gab, there's Locals. Lots of great ways to get our information, including Subscribestar. So thank you for signing up there if you want to support us. And guys, for real news every single day, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those CIA Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours.
And it's going to be worse than anything we've ever seen in the United States for 100 years. I call this the Lehman Times 5 event.